Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon, Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the fifth episode of the Sold Out Podcast. In this episode, I'll talk about prototypes. This is a mandatory and also a natural step in the product creation process. You have to make several prototypes before having a final production-ready copy of your product. There are two types of prototypes: non-functional prototype and functional prototype. For a non-functional product, you don't need to care if the product does what it is supposed to do. You create this prototype to make sure what you have in your mind can be physically created. So, this will be the proof of concept of your product. You can make a non-functional prototype by using materials you have at home, like paper, old clothes, Ziplocs, grocery bags, shipping boxes, you name it. To make a non-functional prototype for my toiletry bag idea, I use things like some black fabric, Ziplocs, and zippers from old clothes. In order to stick everything together, I used glue and stapler. I could have learned and done sewing instead of using a stapler, but no need to spend time on it. I'm not trying to be a sewing expert, or I'm not going to manufacture this product. I just need to visualize my product idea. So, feel free to use whatever material you have. As long as people understand what it is and what features it has, you're good, because you will use photos and videos of this prototype to explain your idea to graphic designers and manufacturers. Let's talk about the second type of prototypes, functional prototype. This is kind of a prototype that actually gets the job done, even though it's not done perfectly. If your idea is to make an electric scooter, your functional prototype should have a battery, and this battery should be powerful enough to move the scooter when you push a button. Whereas a non-functional prototype for an electric scooter would be something you make from paper and shipping box. For most products, functional prototyping is done by a manufacturer. If you are wondering how to find a manufacturer, please check out the previous episode, episode 4. I explain the process of finding manufacturer in that episode. Unlike non-functional prototypes, functional prototypes can be costly. For a product that has no batteries, electronic boards, metal pieces, or anything else that requires considerable amount of labor and engineering, your functional prototype may cost as low as $50. But for a more complex product, like a bike, generator, or smartwatch, the cost may be a few hundreds or even a few thousands of dollars. This is an extreme example, but I would like to mention for the sake of setting limits. I was working on an electric scooter idea. I requested quotes from three manufacturers for a functional prototype. The quotes were between $40,000 and $50,000 because it required expensive molding process. Again, this is an extreme example, but please be aware that functional prototyping may cost more than you expect. Of course, you can try making a functional prototype by yourself. For my first product, which is a plastic phone holder, I had a very low budget, so I decided to do functional prototype at home. I bought a 3D printer and other accessories. After spending about 2 months learning 3D design and printing, I made a couple of prototypes that were nowhere near what I had in my mind. So I gave up and outsourced the prototyping process. it costed less money than investing in a 3D printer and software. And it definitely costed a lot less time. Before I wrap up this episode, I'd like to talk about prototype testing. First of all, you should set your expectations right. I haven't seen any first prototype that is ready to go to production. It will likely to take 3 to 10 prototypes before your product is ready for the mass production. This would mean going through the prototyping cycle several times, which means spending more money and time. There is not much to do about this. It's a crucial part of the product creation process. You should extensively test your prototypes and don't hesitate to request changes, even the small ones. Never give a green light for mass production if you are not 110% satisfied with the prototype. Don't forget, once you give the green light, it's all your responsibility. If there's a design flaw detected in the products shipped to your customers, your manufacturers won't accept responsibility, saying that they duplicated the prototype. And this is the wrap-up. So, wait no more. Start making a non-functional prototype at home and get ready to work with a manufacturer for making a functional prototype. Thank you for your time listening to the 5th episode of the Sold Out Podcast. I will see you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's ultimate product creation course that goes over the 5 steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.